Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the one and only Brunch Network, where thousands tune in weekly to listen to our hosts roll out of bed and talk all things sports and gambling. Now for the guys that help cure all your hangovers.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sports Brunch here on this Wednesday, September 5th, 8 o'clock p.m. on the East Coast. As always, my name is Joe Caputo, joined by my co-host, Chris Malicki. And Chris, have a little bit of an issue to start the show, and it is that this show has only been scheduled by me to last 15 minutes. So I'm going to have to start a new show that starts 15 minutes from when this one ends. So welcome to the brunch, everybody.
Oh, wow. So is this going to be like, are we going to be able to go through and through with this? Or how are we going to hop onto one line and go to the other?
Yeah, that's basically how we're going to have to do it because it's not letting me extend the show while we're on the air right now, which kind of sucks and it's kind of stupid. All the more reason why the brunch may be leaving Blog Talk at some point in the near future. But for now,
well,
should we have our
special guest call in after the 15-minute period?
Well, I'm not sure if I could schedule an episode for exactly 8:15. So we might. Is he available now? Because we could just start it out right now.
Yeah. Why don't we do that now? I'll have him call in now, and we'll get it started. But before he does, why don't we explain it? We'll start the show off hot. We've got a lot to get here to today. We have the Final Four, the culmination of the cereal bracket, Brunch Madness. We have the national championship tomorrow. We'll touch on that later. We're obviously going to preview the AFC for the NFL. We did NFC last year. And we've got a little new segment here, a little new game, a little new contest for all you brunch listeners out there. And it's going to be called Beat the Brunch. And I know that, you know, everybody out there thinks that they are right. They know the locks of the week. Of course, the brunch proved last year that how good we are with locks of the week. But I think, Joe, you and I, we looked at the way we do the segments last year with the NFL, and we thought, you know what, maybe there's a little something missing there. Let's spice it up than just normal picks that you can kind of get from anywhere. So what we're going to do this year is we are going to inject the listeners, you, into the conversation, and a little bit of incentive is going to be injected as well. So what's going to happen is we're going to pick all the games. We may not go over all of them each week. I think that, you know, we'll probably just post them on the Twitter, our picks, so you'll know which ones to bet. And then, of course, if you're Joe's grandpa, you'll know which ones to fade. Although, Joe, I think I beat you the past 2 years, so I think your grandpa's got – I hope he's paying attention. He's not just blindly –
He was asking for you the other day at my birthday party, and he unfortunately, you weren't there. But last year you had a pretty good year, so I'm not sure if he saw that or not. But it's going to be up to him to decide if he wants to roll with you or against you.
Just incredible. I mean, the guy is loves to talk shit to me, and yet is maybe not even in the top three of shit talkers to me in the Caputo family. So
that's actually
but
true.
But anyway, so what we're going to do here is we're going to tweet out a tweet each week. And you're going to have to either like it or comment it or send us a message, and you're going to say you want to participate in the contest. And we're going to pick one person at random each week, and what they're going to do is they're going to go up against the two of us, hence the Beat the Brunch. So each of us, me, Joe, and the contestant, will each pick their five locks of the week. If you are able to beat the two of us and have a better record, so say Joe and I go 3-2, you have to go 4-1, you will be entered into a playoff contest in the NFL playoffs, and the winner of that will get a special brunch prize. So with that being said, one more thing, of course. I know I'm sure some of you will think, okay, well, if I have to beat the brunch, are they rigging it because it's 2-1? Well, no, because I think Joe and I are going to compete against each other as well, and whoever has the best record in their locks of the week at the end of the year, I think – we could put up a monetary sum. How much money do you want to do?
Yeah, we haven't come up with that yet. I'd say $100 is probably fair game.
Yeah, that's a good idea to me.
All right, sounds good. All right, without further ado, let's bring in our segment here.
It's about that time, folks, for the locks of the week.
All right, so our first lock of the week segment is upon us, and Oh, I'm sorry. Our first locks of the week segment is upon us, and we are going to bring in our first contestant for the 2018 season. That happens to be the one and only Michael Gallo. Mike, welcome to the Sports Brunch this evening.
Fellas, how's it going?
Well, it's going great. We're excited for week one in the NFL, and we're excited to start our new segment with you. So I guess how we will do this, since it's new and we have to basically make all the rules now, is I think we let you go and give your locks of the week, and then we could talk about those, and then Chris and I will follow up with ours.
Okay. So I'm just I'm giving you all five of mine right now.
So we'll go one by one. So we got 17 games. I'll try to go in order. The first question I'll ask you, actually 16 games. First question I'll ask you, do you have any action on tomorrow night's game, September 6th, first game of the season? Is that going to come into play here?
No, I do not.
Okay.
That game's a crapshoot.
You're going straight to Sunday. All right. So let's hear your first lock on Sunday.
All right, I'll try to go in order of the list here. My first lock is, which I think I know Chris definitely has it, and I'm assuming you probably do too. I got the Ravens -6.5.
Okay. All right.
I actually
we'll
don't.
Interject to say if we have it or not. So, Chris,
don't
have this one, correct?
Not one of my locks. In fact, I'll even tease. I picked Buffalo this week against the
Okay.
Spurs.
That's not a lock, though, correct?
No, not a lock. Not blocking Nathan Peterman by any means.
How are you going to tease the Bills when you're going to pick the Ravens in your Survivor Pool?
Well, because everyone's going to pick the Ravens. The spread they're just not going to cover the spread here.
That's not true.
I feel like
the Saints are 9.5-point favorites.
No, I meant everyone's going, like, in this particular game, if you're picking one side or the other, nobody wants to side with Nathan Peterman. They want to side with the Ravens. So I'm going to get
the
Ravens.
I think what Gallo's saying is if you're so confident in the Ravens to pick them in your Survivor Pool, why not lay the 6.5?
Getting less and less confident with the Ravens by the day. I'm a little nervous about that game. I'm not sure how good that team actually is.
Chris, classic, can't do what the public wants.
All right, so I actually do it. This is one of my five locks as well. So, Mike, we're on the same page here. Ravens -6.5 is one of my five locks, and the Ravens are my Survivor pick. I'm locking that in right now.
Nice. All right, my second one, you guys probably don't have it, but the G-Men +3.5.
Well, Mike, What a coincidence, because I do have the G-Men. You think you know me, but I don't think the Giants are going to be good this year, but I think Jacksonville – I don't know if Jacksonville is going to make the playoffs.
They have a terrible quarterback, right,
Chris? They have a bad quarterback. They have they don't really have great skill position players outside of Leonard Fournette. I think the defense, just by virtue, will regress a little bit. And I think being favored by more than a field goal on the road to start the season – when you really just need one Barkley or Odell Beckham big-time play.
Chris, I think Mike was referring
to
Eli Manning being the bad quarterback. Let me just ask you that.
Yeah, well, it's all right.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, I think that at the very least, Eli's got more weapons than Bortles, and I just don't like the fact that they're favored on the road here by more than a field goal.
All right. So Mike's going to need to get those two, and then – he's going to need a few more since he's got some agreement here. So, Mike, what's your number three lock of the week?
All right. I got the Saints -9.5.
Oh, okay. Laying big chalk here.
Wow.
By the way, I did not have anything on the Giants game. Chris, you don't have anything here, right?
No.
Okay. Neither do I.
This is
Mike.
Number one.
Mike,
this is my number
like
one. Well, I think that they've only gotten better. I don't really – I don't think that Drew Brees has gotten – I don't think he's going to digress this year at all or get any worse. I think that their position players are only going to get better. I think Kamara is a beast, and I don't think the loss of Ingram is going to impact them that much. And also they played who are they playing? They're playing
the Bucks.
They're playing Tampa Bay.
Oh, they're playing Tampa Bay, who's terrible. They played them last year, week 9, and they beat them 30-10, and Fitz had, I think, 68 yards passing against them. Home game, first game of the year, I don't see the Bucks being able to do anything against them. I think they roll.
All right, so Mike is taking New Orleans minus 9.5 as his number 3. Chris and I not on that one, so there's a chance for Mike to gain the game.
That's a big one.
Number 4, Mike.
I got Panthers minus 2.5 against Chris's Cowboys.
All right, Chris, anything
there? No, I've got nothing there. Honestly, I feel like a lot of people have been saying this. Maybe, and I think you're either down on the Cowboys or you have no idea what to make of them. I'm kind of in the second boat. I just don't really know what they're going to be, so not picking their game first week of the season.
For me, I don't have anything there either.
I'm not even, like, saying they're going to be terrible. I just think it's a tough game to play in Carolina the first week. They got a lot of question marks. They don't have many weapons. I just think that the Panthers should be able to win this game by a field goal.
I was tempted to play with the Panthers here, but I don't know. I think I agree with Chris. I agree with Chris. I just don't know what I'm going to get from them. You know, the Cowboys. That is, it's such an unknown right now.
And then my last one, I got Rams 3.5 on Monday night.
Rams minus 3.5. Okay, so Chris, I believe you are on the opposite side of this one. Is that correct?
If I remember correctly? I like the Raiders here. I feel like I feel like the Rams are getting a little too much buzz here. I think everyone has them going to the Super Bowl. You know, I think that it's going to take a little time
Chris,
for their defense to gel. Well, I mean, Mike, you started the segment off. We'll get to that. And, I mean, just because you're not good week
saying,
one doesn't mean you're not going
to
be good.
I listened to your over-unders from last week. You guys only got, like, one team winning more than 10 games this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a parody. It's a parody league. So I think Oakland, I don't really like the Raiders that much, but I feel like a lot of people are now going to overreact because they lost Mac and everyone's down on them. And I just think, again, the Rams, it's going to take some time for Donald to get there. It's going to take some time for the defense to gel. I just think there's a little too much hype around them, and they're on the road in that weird second Monday night game where I feel like something weird happens every year in that game. And I think that, you know, Oakland has a chance to, you know, maybe surprise some people and put up some points in this one. So I got Oakland as my second pick, excuse me.
All right, so, Mike, to recap your picks, Ravens minus 6.5, Giants plus 3.5, Saints minus 9.5, Panthers minus 2.5, and the Rams minus 3.5. Mike, we wish you the best of luck as our first contestant, and if you do indeed beat the brunch this week, you will be featured in our playoff segment 17 weeks from now. So good luck, Mike, and thanks so much for participating and coming on the show today.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Go Giants and Yankees.
All right, Chris, we got a minute left before this episode ends, so we are going to take a short break, and we will be back momentarily to resume the brunch, talk about the rest of our locks, and then get to a lot more. Stay right where you are. We'll be back within the next couple minutes. Thanks for listening, everybody.